Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Pure Faith Podcast, a podcast where we discuss all things Bible.
That's old.
I know. I do it every time now because I don't want to look at this, but I have to look at it.
Hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome.
I'm Mitchell.
I'm Michelle.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Like and subscribe. That's it.
Is that at the end?
Well, we ask you that, but we do at the beginning.
So do you want to go ahead and do this?
Might as well.
Okay. Hello and welcome to the Pure Faith Podcast. I am Michelle.
I'm Mitchell.
We ask that you like this video.
This one right here.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
This.
And don't forget to hit the notification icon to be notified when new episodes are released.
Sweet.
The heat is getting to us.
I think so.
Oh my goodness.
I may have had ice cream.
How did you get ice cream?
I may have went to the gas station.
I was going to say, tell me you did not drive like to Fort Laramie or...
Yeah, crazy like that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had some ice cream.
I made milkshakes at home
the other night. Pretty good, aren't they?
Too good.
You know what else you can make instead of a milkshake?
Two milkshakes.
A protein shake.
Yeah.
That's what we make at our house. So, protein shakes.
Yeah.
Mm. Milkshakes are good, though. Did you make some for the boys, too?
Mm-hmm.
What flavor ice cream did you use?
Chocolate chip.
Ooh.
With a little bit of peanut butter in it.
Oh, no. I'm not a peanut butter fan at all.
We are very lucky because all of our boys love peanut butter.
Uh-uh.
We don't have any peanut allergies.
Let me tell you, like, I think they eat it right out of the container, don't they?
They do. They take a spoon.
I thought I saw that once when I was there.
Yeah.
And I was like,
sometimes we do that as a dessert type thing.
Spoonfuls of peanut butter.
Yeah.
And Zeke still only weighs 30 pounds.
Yeah. He's a twig.
He is a twig. But on Sunday, after church, after Eli peed all over his shirt, which is a long story, he came running out without a shirt on. I'm like, there is nothing to you. He has gotten so thin. Of course, you know, growing, you know, they get taller, they get thinner, what have you. And I say that, and Ephraim it has, I think, more rules than any of your kids had.
And the sad part is, Ephraim is average. As far as the doctor scales?
No. No, he's not.
No, he's average.
No, he's not.
He's actually maybe a little bit below average in one of them.
Then all of it went up. All of the averages went up. No way he's average.
He's average. Zeke was always like 90-some percentile for height, but like low.
Oh, well, yeah, he's a tiny little thing.
For weight. Eli was, I think, kind of low in both. I think he was average for height. And low for body weight.
I just wonder which one of your kids is going to have Paige's height.
I don't know. Probably Eli.
Oh my gosh. So funny. They're too cute. Well, most of the time.
There was WrestleMania at our house last night.
Oh my gosh.
And I just let him go.
Oh, so you weren't involved?
No, I sat there on the couch and watched.
Oh.
I only yelled at him whenever feet were getting close to faces.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, no kicking.
I mean, you can punch, just don't kick each other.
They were taking each other and throwing each other into the couch.
Were they giggling?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well then.
Stop. It wasn't a fight. It was just like wrestling.
Oh, my God.
So I let them go.
They had a busy week this week, too. Didn't they go to the fair?
Went to the fair. Went to the fair Tuesday, and Zeke showed. Yeah.
It was a good day.
It was a good day.
I hope our family did well. I never made it over there. We were
I think Jenna got busy.
She got grand champion and something.
Reserve grand champion.
Yeah. No. But I don't know. Like, overall, don't they have like, I'm assuming that they didn't get it. But I thought there was, like, an overall, like on Wednesday, like, grand.
I didn't hear what happened last night.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, see, there's different categories too.
Yeah.
So there's the 4-H side and there's the open show side.
Yeah. So we did. We I think we got messages that Jenna did very well, and it was her birthday on Monday when she showed, and she did very well in her categories, in her 4-H show, and Ethan did pretty good, but he didn't get grand champ or anything. And then I think that they did well on Tuesday as well, but I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how they did it. The heat itself, I don't know how they did it, but sounds like it wasn't a bad Tuesday. Yeah, it was cool in the morning, and that's when it was at 9 o'clock, wasn't it? Yeah. Like early.
Well, Zeke didn't show to like 12:30.
Yeah.
Or something like that, but still wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Have you ever heard of golfer's elbow?
I don't.
You've heard of tennis elbow?
Yeah.
Well, I don't play tennis or golf, but I've been battling golfer's elbow for months.
What is golfer's elbow?
It's on the inside of your elbow instead of the outside. I got tennis elbow. This may not surprise you. I got tennis elbow. I believe it was after Olivia was born. I don't think it was Daniel. Changing diapers. Always having to hold their leg up when changing a diaper. I ended up getting tennis elbow. Because you're constantly battling, I guess. Changing a diaper. So that's on the outside of your elbow. The inside of your elbow is golfer's elbow. I never swung a golf club in my life, I don't think. And so now I have that. And I've been battling it, I don't know, since like March. You know, all golf season.
Okay.
Yeah. So
let's get out there to the links.
So you know what you do, like, you know how you come to watch this podcast on YouTube. You go to YouTube to see how to fix golfer's elbow. So I've been doing that. Self-healing. Without ibuprofen and alcohol. Wait, can I even say that?
You can say whatever you want to say.
You can say whatever you want to say.
I don't care.
I don't know if I can really do that, but... So yeah, so there's that.
That's interesting.
Isn't it interesting? Yeah. So, it's painful. Especially when it's in the same position for a very long time and you try to move it. So if you see me, I don't know, moving my arm constantly.
Trying to hit me.
Well, there's no fly here tonight, so I really
there is.
There is?
It just hasn't buzzed our faces yet.
I hate those flies. So, all right. I just thought I'd give you a little information on me.
I can sleep better now.
Actually, you probably will lose sleep. You'll be worried about me.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Or not.
It'll be a little bit of both, so I'm probably just going to sleep normal.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks. You got nothing. All right. What do we got for a Bible study tonight?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Okay.
We should just do an episode where we don't do a Bible study. We just talk. Would anybody watch that?
Well, they'd watch it because they wouldn't know it was coming. And at the end, we'd be like, thank you for joining us. But another episode, they'd be like, what?
Got you good.
They didn't talk anything Bible. Oh, but we did.
Everything's Bible.
Everything's Bible.
All right. Okay. I guess we'll get started. So we're continuing in the Beatitudes.
Mitchell gave me notes tonight.
Yeah, and there was also notes from Steve. That was last week's.
Oh, because I
told you. I printed them. They're still my printer. So I printed the new ones. I'm like, I'll just give her both.
Oh, that's so nice. Where are we starting at?
That one.
Okay. Let's roll with it.
Okay.
All right, Beatitudes.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. So this is Matthew 5:9, by the way.
Peacemakers.
Yep.
What does it mean to be a peacemaker?
I don't know. What does it mean?
I'm asking you. It's your note.
Oh. So, like most of these Beatitudes.
It's not what you would think it would be.
Well, it is, but there's also a deeper meaning.
A deeper meaning. Okay.
Yeah. I guess I need to get like into this. I'm not really ready to get into this yet, but okay.
Some of it is hard, but some of it's almost over.
Part of it's with
your new job.
My new job. It's like I'm not in this as much.
No.
So whenever I get here, I gotta like get into the mindset. Anyways.
Okay.
So yes, to be a peacemaker, you have the surface understanding, which is what you would think of somebody who is a peacemaker. So it would be somebody who makes peace by diffusing heated arguments, reconciling and estranged relationships, smoothing out tense situations. Now I can't read. And then somebody who would seek out and make peace with enemies and so on and so forth. So it's like anything, what you would think a peacemaker would be, that is exactly what a peacemaker is. But there's also a deeper understanding of being a peacemaker. And this goes in line with the idea of joy, of mercy, and of pure of heart. So all of those are states of being, which I didn't mention this last week whenever we were talking about pure of heart, but pure of heart is actually a state of being as well. We talked about mercy being a state of being, you know, living in that state of mercy. Well, living in a state of pure of heart is also a thing. That's what pure of heart is. And in order for that to make sense of how that is a state of being. So if you remember, pure of heart is somebody who, you know, we live in this world and we have this metaphorical heart that contains basically who we are. It contains all of our likes, our dislikes, our desires, our wants, everything that makes us who we are. Well, when you're in this world, there's a bunch of worldly things that fill up who you are, make you who you are.
Right.
But whenever you accept Christ, whenever you accept the Holy Spirit to dwell within you, well, to be pure of heart, you need to put that Holy Spirit first. You need to put Jesus first. Now, you can still have, like we said last week, all those other things. Only if it is something that would pull you away from Christ or something that would be deemed as evil or deemed as something that would be considered an idol. I mean, those kind of things you need to cut out of your life. But if it's something that is good, like your hobbies or spending time with family, you can still do all those things. Even like we said last week, pursuing a promotion at work or climbing the corporate ladder, you can do that. But to be pure of heart, living in the state of being pure of heart, means you put Christ first and in the forefront and you fill yourself with Christ. And then you do everything else while being full of Christ. So that's what it means to be living in the state of being pure of heart. So we talked about the state of mercy whenever we covered Blessed Are the Merciful.
We did.
Well, this is the same concept, being living in a state of peace. And this is technically, this is where I want to go on my tangent. And this isn't in my notes. So this is where Michelle's going to start getting mad at me.
I'm not going to get mad. You do you.
Because technically, this is the seventh beatitude.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody can really argue with that. But like we said in the whole preview of this, setting this all up, there is belief that there are technically seven beatitudes. And the eighth one, which we'll talk about next week, which is the final one, that's actually a summarizing statement or a final statement that kind of takes all the seven beatitudes and kind of puts them together. Because that one is, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. So that one kind of takes all of them, put them together. Again, we'll talk about that next week, so I don't want to go too deep into that this week.
Right.
But this would technically be the last of the seven Beatitudes. And I've also said in this massive series on the Beatitudes somewhere.
In one of the episodes.
This is part 10, I think.
Probably.
So somewhere in part 1 through 9, one of those, is I said something along the lines. Now I don't even remember what I said. I kind of talked myself right out of it. What did I say? I said a lot of words.
You said a lot of words.
But yeah, I lost where I was going.
It'll come back to you. Or it just wasn't necessary for you to say it.
Probably. So anyways. So, what I said. Found it. Just had to get myself back in there.
Hurry up or you'll lose it again.
The first four of the Beatitudes they're more about developing your relationship with the Lord. And then these next three, which would be the merciful, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the pure of heart, and now this one, blessed are the peacemakers. These three are about how kind of like how you live your life.
Mm-hmm, how we live our life.
And that's why these are kind of like states of being.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they are something that we can live in. And there are really good guidelines for how we should live our lives.
Right. You strive to do it. Like if you know it, then you strive to do it. So to be better.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like I gave that sentence before, which Michelle thought it was crazy.
I did think it was crazy. Wait, which one? Because I think all your words are crazy.
Shots fired.
Boom, boom.
That was lame. So
we're old.
Blessed are the pure in heart, meek mourners.
Oh yeah.
Who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Yes.
So that's actually four. So blessed are the pure, or blessed are the poor in spirit.
Poor in spirit.
Meek.
Mourners.
Which are technically backwards. Yep. Who hunger and thirst for righteousness. So those four are the four that are the guidelines for how to develop your relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But what's at the beginning of all those? Blessed are. Which is Makarios.
Mm-hmm.
What does Makarios mean? Makarios means to be in a state of happy.
Mm-hmm.
Which again, whenever we think of happy in today's society, we think of the feeling of happy. We don't think of the state of being happy.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of look at it more as enjoy, you know, being in a state of joy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the state of joy is coming in at. It's coming from that Makarios. So if you are able to live any of these Beatitudes, you have that state of joy.
Right.
So that's where that's coming from. And then you also have the state of mercy, which comes from our second sentence. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are, don't look at me like that.
I didn't see if you can remember them.
Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure of heart peacemakers.
Mm-hmm.
Which those three are the next three of how we should live our lives. And then it ends with the final concluding statement, which is who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. So that's how this all kind of works. So bringing it back to peace. Well, again, how do we live in the state of peace? How do we be peacemakers? Well, obviously, it's just like the surface definition. You know, if you're in a situation where you need to make peace with somebody else,
mm-hmm.
or you're in a situation where you're kind of in the middle of it, you can be that peacemaker for others. I mean, that's what we are called to do. But this isn't saying that we need to go and put ourselves in situations that have nothing to do with us.
Right.
And we have no ground to stand on and try to make peace for other people. Now, if you know somebody in that situation and they ask you to come and intercede or whatever, then yes, you can do that. As long as you're doing it in a kind and loving manner, you can go and be a peacemaker for others. That's perfectly fine. But don't force yourself into other situations because that's going to cause more stress than it is peace.
Right. And my suggestion would be if someone asks for you to do that, just to reflect on it and pray about it first, because then you'll be guided to help rather than to just put yourself in somebody else's situation. You'll know what to do.
But then to live in the state of peace, that involves kind of like what it sounds like is just this calm, just this peace that you have in your life. So when something bad does happen, and you can think of any scenario you want, something, whether it be for some reason somebody you love is killed in some way, shape, or form, or die from cancer or heart attack or whatever
You can go a
situation.
completely different situation. I can tell you, even like a we had a scenario at work where somebody, they took the integrity of one of my coworkers and tried to run it through the mud. And, she was very upset about it. But what I had told her is that, she needed to find her peace in all of it, that she knows that that's not who she is, pray about it, and that good would come out of all of it. And it works. And then I tell her that that's when you praise Jesus. Thank you for, helping me through this and guiding me through this and answering my prayers and knowing that, I give all of myself to you and look for you to give me guidance back in all of this. So even though a storm can hit you, you can work through it. So even, I mean, it's you look for peace when you lose a loved one, absolutely. But you look for peace in any storm that can hit you. And when someone hits you personally, also, that's a big storm for some people. It really is. So, I mean, you could take in lots of different ways.
So, however you look at it, then, like using Michelle's situation or scenario that she just mentioned, for that person to be living in a state of peace, whenever you find out about this person is attacking your personal character for seemingly no reason, which I've been in a situation too.
I know you have.
Yes, that's going to make you angry. That's going to maybe make you lose your faith a little bit. But when you're living in a state of peace, you need to be able to have that calm, to not lose your religion over it, to just to have a good calm demeanor. I know I've worked with certain people and they've flat out told me that they liked working with me because no matter what kind of stressful situation we find ourselves in, I'd have a calm demeanor because I'm like, whatever. We roll with it. I put a lot of trust in God. I'm like, he'll figure it
Believe
out.
me, I have been doing the same thing. But again, it's because I found my peace. But way before, I wouldn't be so calm about things. But anymore, it's like God will guide me through
I won't lie.
it.
There's been times where something came up. I'm like, I do not want to deal with this. And people are making big deal about whatever this is. I'm like, you know what? I'm not even gonna worry about it. And like an hour later, they'll reach out to me again and be like, oh, it's good, don't worry about it. I'm like, Lord took care of it because I didn't do anything. I didn't do nothing. Like, I don't want to deal with it. I'm not going to deal with it. Give it to the Lord.
It's all for you.
Whatever. That's happened more times than I would like to admit. And I think it's because I'm lazy.
And
Anyways.
afterwards, you give praise.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Maybe I have too much peace in my life.
I don't think so.
Anyways. I don't even know where we're at. Where we got for time?
Oh, we got like 5 minutes. So, what are
No.
we doing here?
So again, this is almost kind of like a summarizing video, kind of, not really.
Yeah.
But at the beginning of the study on the Beatitudes, I did mention that this list of Beatitudes,
mm-hmm.
it isn't something that necessarily has to be followed perfectly.
Mm-mm.
Because this is a list of attributes, a list of Christian core values
mm-hmm.
that are meant to be guidelines for how we live our lives. Like we said, the first four are guidelines about how to develop a better and deeper relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The last three are about ways of living our lives,
mm-hmm.
the way, you know, three different ways of living that help us to be good, calm Christians. But the thing is, if you actually look at this and you actually go through all the Beatitudes, then they all work hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are poor in spirit, and we kind of talked about this whenever we went through this,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of hard to be poor in spirit and not be meek and not mourn for the Lord
mm-hmm.
and not to hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
So they all kind of work hand in hand. But these are more guidelines. We are going to fall short as humans.
Yes.
We are fallible. We
mm-hmm.
we are going to fall short. We're never going to reach the mark perfectly every time.
Right. We will never live like as pure as Jesus did.
No.
We will try to walk next to him and do our best to walk with him, but we will fall short.
Yes. We are not gods. We are just humans.
Mm-hmm.
But they are still guidelines. There's still something to strive for. Mm-hmm. Still something to reach for. That's why they are our core values, and why I call them core values, is because it is something that we should be striving for every day in our lives,
mm-hmm.
As ways of living our lives.
Mm-hmm.
The way, no matter what situation we find ourselves, good, bad, ugly, doesn't matter, we have these core values as Christians that we can lean on to help us to get through those situations. So even though we may fall short and we may forget these Beatitudes, that's why Jesus came and died on the cross mm-hmm. for us. That's why he went to the tomb. That's why he rose. That's why he was resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
That way we have a path through Jesus to get back to a good relationship with the Lord
mm-hmm.
so we can get back into these Beatitudes and recenter ourselves on these Beatitudes and just be good Christians.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So even when we do get off the path, we can get back on the path through Jesus. So then the second statement, they shall be called sons of God. So to be called sons of somebody or something means that you share similar characteristics with whatever you are a son of. And I know this is saying sons, but sons and daughters,
mm-hmm.
it's
mm-hmm.
just the way the Bible works. They use the masculine for everything. So we see this, or an example of this is whenever Jesus refers to James and John
mm-hmm.
as the sons of thunder. But there's no real reason given to why Jesus calls James and John sons of thunder. It's more just kind of mentioned in passing.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that it has to be because there are some sort of similar characteristics between James and John
mm-hmm.
and thunder.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually see this reference for the sons of thunder in Mark 3:17. But again, there's no explicit reason given for this. But what is thunder? Where does thunder come from? Thunder is the byproduct of lightning, which comes first. So there is something that happens initially, the lightning, which is followed by the thunder. And depending on how far away you are from that lightning is a delay in that thunder. Or if you're far enough away, you won't even hear the thunder at all, even though you may see the lightning. And this may sound weird, but whenever we look at Luke 9, 51 through 56, this tells us, which I'm not going to read it, but I'm just going to give the story. So this is the story of Jesus and the disciples going to a Samaritan town. And the Samaritans are like, "We don't want you here. You're not welcome here. Get out. Go down the road." Well, James and John go to Jesus and go, "What would you like us to call down fire from heaven to destroy this town and everybody that lives in it?" And well, obviously Jesus is like, "No." But notice the lightning is the Samaritans rejecting Jesus. Now James and John are the thunder that are coming in and want to be loud, be destructive. Even though thunder isn't really destructive, but this big, boisterous.
They want to be heard.
So that's one scenario. But what we're getting at is the fact that being called sons of thunder, they share similar characteristics to thunder. Well, being called sons of God means that we have similar characteristics to God, which nobody's probably been there in a while, but we do have a website called purefaithliving.com where we talk about the communicable and incommunicable attributes of God.
Yep, we sure do.
So we do share, and to make that make sense, communicable attributes, communicable, is a community. They are attributes shared between God and us. But we all have similar attributes and characteristics together. The incommunicable, which are non-community, are the ones that only God have. Omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, those types of things. Well, so, yeah, if you want to learn more about that, then
read those articles.
Do we do any podcasts on those?
No. Wait, do we read them?
We might have read those. I don't know. You can go to the website.
That's been like a year ago.
You know, probably.
Do you remember that?
Okay. That's about all I got.
All right. Well, we thank you for joining us. Please leave a comment on this video or go to our contact page on purefaithliving.com.
There you go.
To send us a message. And as always, if you like what you hear, then we ask that you share the show with others so we can all spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Don't forget to subscribe, and we will talk to you again next time.
Have a blessed day, everybody.
Thank you.